With us now is Ollie Peterson, Australia correspondent. Hey, Ollie.
G'day, Heather.
Right, so why the U-turn on what to do with the families of the Islamic State people?
It's a really, really good question, and it's dividing opinions in Australia today. Obviously, new government as well has made this priority, but we're talking here up to about 16 Australian women and 42 children who've been held in a detention camp in Syria, and they are either children of or wives or relatives of known Islamic State terrorists. The Australian government, though, has confirmed that a secret mission organised by our spy agency, ASIO, will be taking place over the coming months, and these people will be repatriated back to Melbourne and Sydney. They do say that significant work will need to be done to help them readjust and reintegrate into society, and that is something that is, as I say, Heather, dividing opinions across the country today, because the former government was very strict about this, saying if you went, if you followed a family member over to Syria and fought on behalf of Islamic State, you are effectively never going to be allowed back into Australia. The Labor government changing its tune only within a few months of forming government and saying they will repatriate these family members because they have nothing to do, their argument is, with Islamic State. So this is a fundamental principle change in policy.
If you had to pick which way people were leaning, is it split down the middle or is there majority opinion on one side?
I would say at the moment, still, Heather, there is majority opinion saying they should not be allowed to return to Australia because they knowingly knew what they were doing by flying to Syria with their family members.
Ollie, so then why is the government doing this? If it's not going to be popular, why are they doing it?
Because they have a big heart. You know, it's a big change in government policy. We've already seen as well the Marapugan families from Sri Lanka who were allowed to stay here in Australia, the Bilawila family. They're obviously not at all in any way associated with the Islamic State, but that was a thorn in the side of the former government. There's a much more compassionate side to the new government here in Australia, and I think it is something that the Labor government believes it can wear because Australians, they believe, need to be kinder. I think it comes back to the fundamental speech that Prime Minister Albanese delivered when he was elected as the new leader of this country. So it doesn't surprise me the change in policy, but it certainly will open up the argument to a lot of bleeding hearts, obviously some with good reasons, others, which may pose a significant national security threat. Is it a risk the country's willing to take? Obviously for the government it is, but convincing Australians, well, that's a whole other argument.
Hey, it sounds a lot like David Jones is up for sale, doesn't it?
It does. 184 years DJ's has been trading in Australia, currently owned by Woolworths South Africa, which also owns Country Road, the popular brand's Marks. It is up for grabs. It's up for sale. There is some thought as well. They paid $2.1 billion back in 2014. It would not even be worth $1 billion in today's money. And Heather, with interest rates continuing to climb, David Jones has got a pretty shaky outlook over the next 18 months or so. But watch this space. Some of the rumours, Solomon Liu, who obviously is a part owner of Myer, the other big department store in Australia, or Andrew Twiggy Forrest, who obviously heads up FMG and recently purchased RM Williams. He likes the idea of purchasing big Australian brand names. He is one of those who's been courted to buy David Jones and save the Australian department stores.
Hey, how much are your house prices coming back by?
Big time. 10% in Sydney, about 2% across Australia last month. We are expecting tomorrow when the Reserve Bank meets that interest rates again will go up by at least 25 basis points or 50 basis points, so everyone will have to find a bit more money to repay their mortgages. But this, again, not a great outlook at the moment for house prices. I mean, they went bananas, absolutely ballistic through COVID. You hit huge highs in Sydney. But on average, since the peak, Sydney house prices at 10%, at about 10% loss, that they've lost on average $104,000 to their home values. So, you know, tighten your belts, we're in for a rough ride.
Yeah, too right. Hey, Ollie, thanks so much, mate. Good to talk to you. Ollie Peterson, our Australia correspondent.